It's National Wine Day. Glenn Mallica from WinePro joins me now for a chat. Happy Wine Day, Glenn.
Yes, happy Wine Day, Jenny. Hello.
Hello. I suppose it's Wine Day every day for you.
It sure is. I didn't want to rub that in, but there's a few international ones, I think, floating around, but today is a good one, yes.
Yes. Now, I think I've been mispronouncing a French word this morning. I was saying to Adam that I love the Chateau Tanunda whole damn family, which is a Grenache Shiraz Mourvèdre.
Yeah, that word, Mourvèdre, or some people even say Mourvèdre.
But you'll be happy
to know it's got an easier word, same grape variety, but different name, and it's Mataro, M-A-T-A-R-O. Oh, Mataro, that's easy.
That's way easier. Why aren't we saying that? Are we trying to be fancy schmancy people or something?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, but I think that's why you'll find GSM on the label. It's even better than spelling out or pronouncing all those words.
Are you a lover of a good blend?
I am indeed. Yes, indeed. I think years ago people used to think, oh, is that the leftovers? But no, that's a winemaker showing off and showing that they can put lots of little bits together that all love each other in the bottle and just get better for your enjoyment.
Yeah, I reckon, because I reckon it's kind of it kind of evens out.
Yes, indeed. It does. Yeah, especially with the GSMs or even what we'd call Bordeaux blends, Cabernet Merlots or Cabernet Merlot Cab Franc styles too. Beautiful. Mm.
Very nice. So what are some of your faves? What do you recommend?
Oh, look, we're heading into winter, aren't we, Jenny? Mm. So it's interesting. Some varieties go in and out of fashion and then we forget about them, don't we? And I just thought it'd be good to remind everyone that, you know, you can still drink white wine in winter. And Chardonnays and Viognes, you know, a lot of people turn their back on Chardonnay, but we've learnt a lot in the last 10, 15 years about how to make good Chardonnays that are actually beautifully textural, full of stone fruit flavours and not too oaky. And or wines like Viognier. A lot of people forget that you can have a nice Viognier with passion fruit flavours in winter with some robust food. Or Gruner Veltliner, there's another one for you, Jenny. Gruner Veltliner, there's some lovely Gruner growing in the Adelaide Hills, and that goes with, you know, goat's cheese or schnitzel perfectly, or Asian dishes or pumpkin soup in winter. And that can be really perfumed with lime and grapefruity flavours. Or Semillon is another white wine that freaks people out. They think their grandpa used to drink it or it's got to be 10 years old, and it doesn't. There's some very fresh versions of Semillon coming out now, which is citrusy and appley, and I don't want to say creamy, but it's just, there's a beautiful texture about it, and that can go with anything from seafood to veal, chicken, pork, you know, creamy pastas, anything like that. So, and then there's reds, that Mataro you're talking about, that's normally in a blend, you know, with the Grenache and Shiraz on its own. There are some earthy Mataros out there with mixed berry flavours, you know, that go with your roasted red meats or wild mushroom pastas. And I must say, a lot of us forget about Cabernet Sauvignon. I know a lot of winemakers out there. In fact, one of them, her birthday is today. Happy birthday for Joanne Irvine, if she's listening.
Oh, happy birthday.
On Winder, how good is it? Cabernet Sauvignon, yeah, we sort of forget about it in summer, but with roast lamb and vegetables or even burgers and that sort of thing, they're really herby and blackcurrant flavours, and there's a bit of chocolate and cocoa on the palate. So Cabernet Sauvignons are something to rip into, or, of course, the classic sparkling reds. Get into that.
Yeah, now that's something that maybe I haven't found the right one, but it kind of intimidates me. Like, I think it's a bit intense.
It is. Look, if you grew up in the Barossa, sparkling red with bacon and eggs in the morning on a Sunday for brunch is part of your family tradition. But I drink a sparkling red or two through winter, and one at Christmas probably as a special occasion. But look, the idea, I guess, with Wine Day too is to try something new or give a bottle to a friend. Of course, that's part of the tradition. Or if you see something that you haven't heard of before and it's about $10, you know, north of where you'd normally buy something, go Harvey's with a friend, you know, and cook something up for dinner, and that way you both get to try it, and at least one of you will like it and finish the bottle.
Glenn, the wine guy's with us. It's National Wine Day. You mentioned cooking there. Now, I get a bit, I've got a bit of beef with my partner about cooking wine, because he keeps wine for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm like, but just because you're putting it in food doesn't mean it disappears and it's totally fine if it's maybe gone off. What do you reckon?
Look, be careful. I've got some lovely friends who are chefs. If you cook with bad wine, you're going to get bad food. So, yes, keep your reds and your whites aside for cooking, like all those little leftovers. I don't suffer from leftover wine in a bottle. But look, do yourself a little bit of a favour, and if you've got half or a quarter of a bottle of red left, try and put it in a smaller container and put it in the fridge to try and slow down the oxidisation, because if you don't cook with your those old tired reds properly, you're going to get nothing but the sort of oxidised component of that coming out instead of the rich red fruit flavours that you really want to cook with. So, be careful with that.
He at least puts it in the fridge. That's something.
Good. Good man. Yeah, it won't last forever. Don't put something in there that's been open for months. It's just you'll probably get all the sour acidity part of the wine and it'll spoil your food. But something else I just thought of quickly too, if you cannot make up your mind, a friend of mine has made a wine. It's a rosé. And it's not exactly rosé weather, but some people drink it all year round. And he's put 108 different grape varieties in it for those days when you just simply can't make up your mind. So there's something for everyone there.
What's it called?
It's called 108 Red Rosé.
And what's the brand?
That's made by David Lehman up in the Barossa, France wine. So, and he puts it in French oak for a little while to give it a beautiful mouthfeel. And it's just incredible. You can have that with scallops. You can have it with... You can sit and have it with fish and chips, or, you know, it wouldn't matter. It's but that's great when you simply can't make up your mind.
Did you want to give a shout out to any other brands?
Oh, look, if that's okay. Look, there's some lovely little people out there. Trevor up at Rock and Shake Wines in Eden Valley is making some beautiful Grenache and Pinot Noir up there and Riesling. And David Franz, of course, here in Tanunda, world famous rosé, of course, now, thanks to you. And doing lovely Semillon up there, and he's got a great Grenache as well, and some Shiraz, but also Sorby Adams wines. They don't have a cellar door, but you could probably ring them and beg them for some wine. They're doing a beautiful sparkling red up there if you wanted to get into that for winter. And also, they do one of those great GSMs you were talking about too.
Oh, sounds great. We are so lucky, aren't we, Glenn, in South Australia?
We sure are. Nothing but good wine here.
Oh, beauty. Well, we have a lovely day. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, happy Wine Wednesday. Thanks, Jenny, and thanks to all your listeners.